All right, gentlemen, we continue in the Rambam Hilchas Maaser, Chapter 9, Law 3. We began the topic of Demai yesterday, and we said that when they found that there was a significant minority of people who were Amaratzim, who were not separating Maisros, they would separate Truma, because they didn't want to get killed, Bidei Shemayim, and it wasn't a very expensive proposition. You buy with one little piece of corn, So therefore, we made a decree that they have to, you have to separate Maisros from all their things. Also, they were not careful about Trumas Maiser, which did carry Chiv Misa. And therefore, we treated their fruits as, yes, a Safek. We don't believe them, and that was Demai, right? And we said, and the main thing was that, but at the end of the day, what did you actually have to separate? Remember when we said when push came to shove, it made Mark feel a lot better, is how much did we wouldn't have to discriminate so much, because all you had to separate really is the Trumas Meiser, which is only one out of the 100, right? You buy 100 from an Amoretz, we know he gave the Truma. The Trumas Meiser is one. The actual Meiser itself, it's a suffix if it goes to the Levi, so you don't have to give it to the Levi. He has to make a monetary claim back. Meiser Shani, you don't lose. You're going to keep it anyway. You just have to take it to Jerusalem. Okay, it's a 10% on that, which is nuts. It's just another one.
If you redeem it.
If you redeem it. If you take it to Jerusalem, it doesn't cost you anything. But even if you redeem it, it only costs you one. 10% out of that is... 10% out of 10% is only one more.
So do you assume you do it?
Either you take it to Jerusalem or you redeem
it. If it's not done.
You have to do something.
The guy didn't do it.
Yeah.
And you assume the guy didn't do the original mice.
Only thing we can assume he did was Truma. That's it.
Because he doesn't want to die.
But the Levi can't get it because he could say, well, you don't know that he didn't do it. It's a suffix.
I know, not to recap what I said yesterday, but it's almost like a loophole.
What's a loophole?
For the Maisa. You're saying he probably didn't do it, but I'm not going to do it Levi's got to prove it.
It's a minority who don't separate. Majority do.
It's for Maisa?
Yes, that's what it said. Yes. That's what we said.
A large minority.
Mixed Sasamir. It's a significant minority. You know,
a different time. That sounds like
30%.
That sounds like 17 versus 16 days.
Whatever, but you had to be concerned, right? But it's still, there's enough to say.
Like a loophole to me.
And it's left to, no, but look at it, it's not, because really most of them did. More likely, they did separate it, so more likely it shouldn't go to the Levi, more likely it shouldn't go to the Ani. Still, we say, well, we're afraid of death, so even if it's a minority, we're going to separate the Trumas Meiser. I think it's very fair, frankly.
But for the Meiser Shani, then why wouldn't you assume that he did that as well and he's taking his share to Jerusalem? Why are you doing it? Or am I mixed up?
You bought 100 apples from an Amoritz. Now, if he was a chaver, the 100 you'd have, everything would have been taken care of.
Yeah.
We have to assume strict on the purchaser that the Amoritz didn't deal with it.
Right.
Since he didn't deal with it, he didn't separate Meiser Shani from it, and what you bought, you have to now separate Meiser Shani, which means you have to take it to Jerusalem.
10 apples.
You're missing my point.
Not the whole thing.
Do you get my point?
No, I really don't. I know what you're trying to say, but I don't really. No loopholes here.
No, we assume that he did Truma because he's not going to. Everyone's going to do Truma.
Right.
Now we assume.
There's a significant minority who don't do the rest.
Right.
Even though the majority do.
Okay.
The majority do.
Now we'll do Meiser Shani because it's not going to cost me anything anyways, and I'll assume he didn't do it. But for the original Meiser, we're assuming that...
Which original Meiser?
Meiser Rishon.
Most likely he did. It's a majority.
Why would you
treat Meiser Shani the same way? Why would you assume majority would do Meiser Shani? Because that could have cost him
less. We're trying to strike a balance of what's fair to the purchaser without having to transgress. Let's be honest. The most likely, the Amoretz did separate it. That's the majority. If you want to go with simple majority, that the majority of Amaratzim do all the tithes. Listen. If we would go with just simple rove, I wouldn't have to do anything.
60-40.
I don't have to give to the Levi. I assume everything's been done.
I'm buying it.
So now the rabbis are being strict on the purchaser. There's no loophole here. It's the purchaser who's stuck with the problems. Yeah. But we don't want to be too onerous on him so guys won't buy anything from the Amaratzim. So he say, listen, really, the guy said, wait a minute, it's 80%, 85% does, so give it on my side. So he said, you know, okay, I hear. So let's just try to cover our bases and be reasonable. Now, do you want to take a chance, even if it's 85%, that this true Meister, then you're Chai B'day Shomayim? Okay, wait. So Meister Shani, even though most likely the guy separated, but why don't you separate him? What do you got to lose? Why not do it? It doesn't go to anybody else anyway. Right, that one you're okay with either. You always feel bad for the guy who loses.
No.
You're afraid of the. You feel bad for the Levi.
No, the
Levi and the poor man.
No, the other side.
Is that the ones you're worried about?
No. Just the other side of the argument. The other side of the coin says if you assume that he separated, most separate Meister Rishon, right? So you're not going to do it, and besides, you're not going to worry about it anyway because they got to prove it. Now, when it comes to Meister Sheni, if you assume...
What's Meister Sheni? Take to Jerusalem.
Yeah. If you assume that the other guy separated Meister Rishon, you're saying it's going to cost you nothing to do it, so you'll just do it anyway.
But you separate Meister Rishon, you just don't have to give it to the Levi.
No, listen. I'm not explaining this well. If you assume that the seller separated Meister Rishon...
Most of them
Most do.
Yes.
Right. And you're going to say, well, I'll separate Meister Shani because it doesn't cost me anything anyway.
And we also assume that most of them separate Meister Shani also.
So why are we taking it to Jerusalem?
They've done everything.
So if you assume take it to Jerusalem, that for Meister Rishon, why wouldn't you do the same for Meister Shani?
What do I have to do? What do I have to do for Meister?
Not separate
Meister Rishon means I lose it. If I give it to the Levi, I'm losing.
You still got to go to Jerusalem with it?
Not with Meister Rishon. No, and not Meister Shani. I can redeem it. It only cost me a buck.
Yeah, but...
It only costs a buck. Okay. Again, what's the hassle? Like, what's the point you're trying to make? I don't think anybody's getting it.
It seems to be a different
And I know you're a smart guy. You must be meaning something.
No, it's a different treatment. And yet, if you can assume that the seller did Meister Rishon where it cost him money, all the more so you should assume he did Meister Shani.
Shelley, there's a minority who don't do any of it.
But Shelley's question.
There's a minority who don't do it, and it's a significant minority.
Is there a difference in how you treat my son?
Yes! The same guy who's also going to do, he's not going to do anything.
You can't see a significant minority of a significant majority.
Yes, of course you do.
As opposed to the totally observant who.
If we would go with the majority, we'd say forget about the whole thing, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a difference between...
No, because we're not hearing your point. If we would go with a simple majority, what would we say? You go with majority, I don't have to do anything.
51%.
But the rabbi said, you know what? We're dealing with some dangerous things here. So it's not that hard for you to cover your base. So why don't you? And as long as we're not being onerous on you, why wouldn't you cover your base? So was it so bad you've got 100 apples... So guess what? You're going to give one apple to
That's
the Kohen.
No argument.
Okay, and you're going to redeem 10 of those apples at a 10% cost you one more apple to not take your slime, and now we know you're having crops that have been redeemed in case they weren't redeemed. What is so
I
difficult?
I think Shelley's question is, why is Meister Rishon and Meister Shani treated differently?
They're not treated differently.
You
don't have to worry about the Meister Rishon because, first of all, If what's the worst situation here? If you don't give it to the Levi, what are you afraid of? Are you stealing from the Levi? It's only a monetary issue. There's no kedusha to it. It's right. Not like Meister Shani, and it's not like Truma. There's no kedusha to it. Meister Shani has kedusha.
That's the answer.
It needs to be redeemed.
I understood your question.
Meister Shani is a financial thing to give to the Levi. You're allowed to.
Meister Rishon,
give to the Levi. That's his financial right. But the majority says he doesn't have a financial
right.
That's
the answer. Okay. Meister Rishon is different from the other two.
And now if we're going to say, well, give it to him anyway, whoa, that's going to be too onerous for me. The majority should be strong. What's the worst? What's the worst that happens if I don't give Meiser Shani? I didn't give to the Levy? Well, I can fall back and say, well, 85% of guys did, so you proved to me he didn't. That's all.
Okay.
But Meiser Shani, it's Kedusha. You're violating something that's holy. You have to take it to Yerushalayim. You're not going to do that.
I have a shorter question. Are all the
how about the answer?
Are all the buyers going to the Amharets to say, you got to give us a bit of a discount because you're an Amharets?
They might do that.
You say, I'm not an Amharets. I did it. I gave it. Why am I being penalized?
Because we look at, Paul's going to like the word, the spiritual profile of that fellow. And he's not careful about certain.
Well, he says he is.
That's what makes. Mm-hmm. But we see he's not.
You got a profile.
You know, we see whatever. The guy never comes on time to shul. I don't know. I don't want to pick anything to hurt anybody's feelings. But I'm just saying. You see the guy's not so careful about it. He's an Amoritz. He is an Amoritz. The guy doesn't know Aleph Beis. Okay. And the guy has shown his Amoratzis. You know what I'm saying? He bungles. No, I'm just saying. Again, you know, there are certain levels. The guy. This isn't a day where most good Jews sat and learned Torah. What does this guy do? He plays gambles. I'm just saying, whatever. He fools around. So he ain't a Talmud Chacham. He's not so careful about the detail. And we have what do you call it? Statistical proof. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Who was it? Reb Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right? He checked around and said, you know, a lot of them are awesome. They don't give. It's a fact. They don't give. And if you don't find it, well, quote unquote, I hate to be, you know, the Haredi community is always doing it, right? And these Amoratsim, you know, they cut corners.
Can he swear? Can he take an oath that he did?
We won't believe him.
We
can't believe him because an Amorat says, I don't feel lies. Big deal.
Because it doesn't mean a lie.
There's a Jew who is very connected to Hashem, and they're not as connected. So they're not as God-fearing. Would you eat in a person's house that isn't God-fearing?
No. Unless they catered it in private.
What if the guy says, it's interesting. I once had a conversation with someone who has nothing with our community, not at all.
What's his name?
The person used to live in Toronto. Doesn't live in Toronto anymore. I'm really, and he was really an Orthodox Jew. Okay. And he said, certain things bug me out about Yiddishkeit nowadays. This Yiddishkeit. And one of them was bugs. Why do you get the check bugs? Why do you got to check bugs? Nobody heard about this before.
An Orthodox rabbi.
Yeah, let's say Haredi crazy, rabbi. Like checking lettuce. Like he says, it's crazy. So I said, what do you want? There weren't bugs before, there are bugs now. The DDT isn't killing them now. But that kind of guy, that attitude, I'm not going to check. Now, if you know a guy doesn't check, so if he invites you for young shops, are you going to go to his house? If you know he doesn't check. If you know.
Okay, Shelly, how many other shirts have
Shelly, once it's the salad. The and they also tell you, I don't table my dishes.
Yeah, why do I need to go
I'm saying, you're going to go to a guy's house and eat it. You're going to trust anything else? You know, the guys are, if you view eating treif as a terrible thing, okay, too bad, treif is poison, it's got into my neshama, so then you're going to look at, so now more, it's like they have a casual approach to doing mitzvahs, so okay, what you do on your own is one thing, but if I have to buy crops from you, that's a different thing, so, you go to the shuk and a Haredi that you know is really careful, and there's another guy, Chiloni, who's not so careful, and he doesn't wear a kippah, he doesn't. So how do I know he's going to separate chumas and maisers? I don't. There isn't that care of there. And then we don't want to treat them worse. So we're still saying to buy from them. We didn't say that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say don't buy from Amoratzim.
No,
he didn't say that. But you should just know, guys, you're v'chevra. A lot of you guys don't do it. So the guy said, I might want a little discount. Give me a 2% discount. You want it not have 2%. So go to Minyan more often. Go learn more Torah. And then we'll feel more comfortable with your level of Yiddishkeit. I mean, it's not unreasonable. It's not like we're whipping a 25% tax. It's a 2% tax. So you want to not be such a God-fearing person, so pay 2% for it. So you'll get a little less profit. Okay.
You said the Meister Sheni. Just want to clarify one thing.
It's okay. This is important, too.
You said the Meister Sheni that we're taking off the buyer who purchases. He takes the one apple out of the 100 apples.
To redeem it. Yes.
To the Cohen for Meister, Truma Meister.
And that's all he really has to do in terms of giving away money.
Right. Now, the second part is the Meister Sheni, which is a take, redeem, you can redeem it and take Jerusalem. So let's say normally you take 10%, which would be 10 apples. So we say...
How about if we wait till Halacha Hay is going to give us, going to walk us through this exactly how we
perfect.
Do it. Would you like to wait till
how
that?
How about if we wait till Halacha
Hay? Okay, good idea. Thank you. Okay.
What the heck?
Gimel. Now, here's an interesting situation. Afal pi, even though she'ein mafrishin meiser oni min hadmai, even though we don't separate, here doesn't mean separate, but we don't separate and give meiser oni from dmai. You do have to kind of separate. You just say, okay, this 10% is meiser oni, but I'm taking it. All you got to do is say, and this 10% is meiser oni, but I'm taking it. Because it's a suffix if it's my son. That's all you're doing. It's not a lot. You just have to say, here, the 10% over there, that goes to the ani, and since it's a suffix, so I'm going to take it. So even though you don't have to do that, still tzarech l'rikos lo shem, you got to call it out. That's it. Even though you don't have to give it to them, you got to call it out, say, okay, there it is, ve'eno mafrish. But you don't have to, here again, separate means separate and give. You don't even have to separate it. The omer, and you say like this, Isur Mashi Yeshkan. See over there, that corner there? You see that 10% in that corner? Meiser Ani. That's Meiser Ani. Why do we do that? Because you really don't necessarily have to do it, really. But we, if you remember, Meiser Ani is the off year of Meiser Sheni. So what you're going to do for one, you're going to be the habit to do with the other. Right? So even though you don't really have to even mention anything about the Meiser Ani, because it's all a suffix anyway. So if I don't, what's the problem? But the problem is, really technically, Meiser Ani, you don't have to say anything. Because we assume it was given. And the only question is, the Ani wants it? Well, prove me wrong. Otherwise, I don't have to do anything. So really, really, you don't have to do anything. But the rabbi says, just announce it. Just say, here, 10% of there is Meiser Ani, and I'm
taking it. Too.
Why? To yourself. You just make it announce.
You're forgetting your brain. You can
say. Right, just say, and 10% that's on the right side of the thing here, right? That's Meiser Ani. And guess what? And I'm taking it. Now, why do it if you're not really doing anything, right? The answer says, we don't want you to denigrate Meiser Sheni. Because Meiser Sheni, you got to do it because it's a possibility that it's holy, even though you're going to end up not losing very much money, but you got to know where the 10% is. A, if you want to take those fruits to Jerusalem, or if you're going to redeem them, you have to know what you're redeeming. You can't just say, well, there's 10% Meiser Sheni, but he probably gave anyway, so I wouldn't have to go. Well, no, you still got to take it to Jerusalem. So therefore, although you don't really have to designate Meiser Ani, but we do it because if in the year 3 and 6 you don't do it, then you'll make this, you'll err and get in the bad habit. So years 1, 2, 4, 5, when you have to separate Meiser Sheni, you won't. And that would be the problem. That's what we're saying. Kidei likboa Meiser Sheni. In order to establish Meiser Sheni, meaning to say not to denigrate the separating of Meiser Sheni, because that's something you have to do. Sheba Meiser Ani, because Meiser Ani is Bashlishis Vashishis in the 3rd and the 6th year, Bimkom in the place of Meiser Sheni, which is Shal Shor Shneshva, which is in the other 6 of those years. So that's why you just have to designate. That's the point of giving.
Heard you call it out. Could they take it?
Who? No, because it's a suffix. Get off my land. Prove it's yours. I'm doing it as a suffix, just as a suffix to make God happy. But it proved to me he didn't give it. He didn't take it. Okay, Dalit, this is an interesting thing. Now, do you make, generally speaking, when you separate Meiser Sheni, do you make a bracha on that? Yes.
Yeah.
If you separate Trumas Meiser, you make a brach on it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the halacha is you cannot separate Meiser Sheni and Trumas Meiser if you're unclothed. Whoa. Why? Because you can't make a bracha when you're unclothed.
So you can't come out of the shower.
So now the question is like this. Can you now, Demai, can you separate Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni when you're unclothed?
I was wondering.
Now, why? What is that based
on? Don't try this at home.
It's based on the question, do you have to make a bracha on it? Now, do you have to make a bracha when you're separating the Trumas Meiser? Well, I'm separating it, but you're only separating it to resolve all doubts. That's a suffix bracha, lakula, and you won't make a bracha. Even though you're going to separate them, you can't make a bracha, and therefore you can separate it without your clothes on. Now you know the answer. Dalit, kishim afrishim in admai, when you separate from the demai. Trumas meiser, that 1% that's supposed to go to the Kohen, meiser sheni, or you separated the meiser sheni to then subsequently redeem it or take it to Jerusalem. Right? Ein mevorchen, let me don't make a bracha on it. Lefishu safek, because it's a doubt at all if you have to get it. Remember, most of the amaratzim do separate it. Lefika, therefore, mutar lahafrish kishu arom, you may separate it when you are unclothed because there's no bracha to make on it.
So when we do that today.
Now, what about Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni? Well, you're not even separating them anyway. You're just calling a name, so there's bechlal no issue of a bracha. We don't even mention that because you're not even actually separating anything.
But today we do separate stuff. If you're buying stuff at Sobeys,
it's a safek.
It's a safek, 100%. But we say there's a whole thing the COR has a say when you're doing Trumas Meiser.
I understand, but still, it's only to Rabbanon. The whole mitzvah is not on the biblical level, so I don't think.
You do it with your clothes on.
I do it with my clothes on, always.
Good.
Okay, let's move on to Hay. Okay, Martin, this is the one you want to hear now, because this is where your questions are coming from. Hay. Ketzad. So now, Ketzad Masam. So walk us through exactly how do you tithe the Mai in the order, and what is it that you actually do? Okay. Number one, Mafrish Kedei Trumas Meiser. Now, listen carefully to how everybody said. Listen to everything before you ask a question, because there's something missing that's got to get filled in. So let's say you got 100 apples, okay? So the first thing you're going to do is mafrish, separate enough that will be in the future labeled, but not right now, kidei trumas meiser, enough that will be the trumas meiser, that's the 1% that goes to the Kohen. Yeah. So let's say I have 100 apples, take one apple, just put it to the side right now, shu echad mimea minakol, it's one out of 100, uminiach betzarabesh, just put it on the side, just take one apple, put it on the side, and this is what you say carefully, for omer, ze, this is meiser. But you're not saying what kind of meiser it is. You say, this is meiser. And I'm not done separating meiser. Because you know what? Meiser, it's 10%. But this one is meiser. Okay. Usha'ar meiser. Then you go take the rest of the meiser. How many more apples? 9 apples. Because you want to have 10 in total. Take another 9. Samachla next to it. And this is also meiser. So you got the 100. You say, okay, I'm taking this one. This is meiser. I'm taking 9, putting it next to it, and this is also meiser. I haven't done anything, so that's okay. Now, what's next? The omer, okay, you say, ze meiser, this is meiser, ushar meiser, so on, and the rest is also meiser next to it. So now you've effectively separated meiser, but you did it in two little different steps. And the 1 and the 9 is significant. Then you say, the one that I said is meiser to begin with, that first one, now I'm saying, harehu trumas meiser al shar meiser. Now is the trumas meiser on the rest of the meiser. Hasamach that's next to it. So now you take that one,
okay.
You give it to a kohen. Now, why don't you just take one and say this is trumas meiser, just give it to the kohen right off? Can't do that. Shana Rashaila Hafer Trumas Meiser. You can't separate Trumas Meiser, Kodama Meiser Chachila, before you separate Meiser initially. Okay? So therefore, B'dievet, if you did it, it's okay, but we don't want to do things B'dievet. So that's how you do it. You first take the 1 and just say, this is Meiser. And take the 9 and this is Meiser. And then you say, okay, so now that first one, now I've effectively separated Meiser. And this first one will be the Trumas Meiser. I'm not sure why you couldn't have just taken all 10
and then
take one off of that. I don't know why we're not doing that. I don't know if your commentary mentions anything about it. Why don't you just say take 10 and then say, I guess maybe you just want to show how this is different. I'm not exactly sure why we have to do that first. first.
And you're not taking one at a time either. It's one and then nine collectively.
I don't know why it's doing. I can't.
Okay, anyway, so that's what you do. And what do you do next? What's the next step? Then mafrish meister sheni. Then you separate meister sheni, which doesn't mean you have to separate it. You could just point to it and say that belongs to the Levi. That is the way you're supposed to do it. Okay. Yes, sir.
Because we said most demai is okay, there's just a doubt, could we separate this on Shabbos?
So they're going to talk about that. That's halacha yud. It's going to talk about it. It's kind of if in between level. Because
yeah.
It's not for sure. So yeah. You try to avoid it. It can't be done in the typical way. Right. It's done in sort of nishtahin nishtaher way. We'll get to that next week. It's a little bit like it and a little bit not. Because it is a suffolk. But on the other hand, like what happens, you're invited to an Amoris' house.
On
Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's here. Have a salad.
Oh. We just moved
the bugs aside. Put the bug issue aside.
Okay, let's try one more, guys. You want to do one more?
Yes, we'll just see the answer that I want.
I gave him the answer.
No, you gave me the answer for Meister Rishon.
Then I said you give Meister Shaney afterwards. I said the end of Hay. And afterwards you separate Meister Shaney. That's right at the end of Halacha Hay. Now, Vav says the following. Normally, you're not allowed to separate Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. You're not allowed to do it. And he gave us the normal way. But then he says, Umutar, but if you want, you're allowed to. Lahafrish Meiser Sheni Kodem Harishon Bidmai only. You could, you're allowed to, although you would not be allowed to with regular, but you may separate Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. Let's say at 100 saw, you could take 10 saw out for Meiser Sheni, and afterwards take 10 saw for Meiser Rishon only with Demai, but you could not do that with Tevel Vadai. You couldn't do it because you'd have problems of saying Vidui Meisros, because you're in the right order. But for this, we'll relax that. Vimratza Oimer, and if he wants, he could say like this. If he wants to redeem it, look how easy he can redeem it. He doesn't have to do a lot of hard work. Meiser Sheni shall peiros elu. The Meiser Sheni of these fruits, Bitzvonim, they're in the north side. Obidrum, they're in the south side. And Varehi Mechulamos, and I will now redeem it on the money. So there's no problem of any taruvos that now that you're redeeming it. In other words, you're saving you the work. Let's say you got them all over. You got a bunch of fruits. Just listen, I want the 10 fruits on the north side. That's going to be my Meiser Sheni. And here I'm redeeming it. That makes life very easy because now you don't have to actually separate anything. And if you didn't redeem it, what would happen? They could all be mixed up and then you don't know what's Meiser Sheni. You have to schlep the whole thing, your shalim, to redeem the whole thing. You don't have to worry about. We just say it's on the north side. Go redeem it and you're finished.
So let's say you buy.
You don't have to do any actual separating, right. As it were.
You got 100 apples. You bought it for $100. And then you say you take 10 apples. The 10 apples on the north side, I'm giving for my sushane. So that's $10.
And then you can just say, and here's $11, and everything's fine and dandy, and I don't got to move nothing, and I don't got to take anything.
So $11 is $1 for the Kohen, you say?
What's it's one is whenever you redeem, you have to pay an extra.
Oh, yeah, right.
Base
right.
Mikdash,
okay,
right.
Right, right.
One is extra. That's all.
So you do 11, and then you go to whenever you go to Yerushalayim within the next year.
You have to spend it. You have to go anyway with your own crops.
Right. Yeah.
You got to go to Yerushalayim anyway 3 times a year. Right. What kind of business? You have to go Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So you're going anyway. You got expenses anyway. It's not like I got to make a special trip to Yerushalayim to spend this money. You're going anyway.
You're going.
Okay. Next halacha. What if you're buying from a baker who's an Amoritz? Let's say you buy bread from a baker who is an Amoritz. So there's a minority likelihood that he has made the challah out of untithed crops.
Oh,
so now you got the challah. What do you do with the challah? So mafrish mimenu, you have to separate from it. Kidei trumas meiser v'challah. Remember, you got to take challah off also. Because maybe he didn't take challah. So what do? You take from this big bread, whatever you have, you'll separate. Well, how much percent of the bread do you have to separate? So you separate 1% of Trumas Meiser, and then the general rule of thumb is 4% for challah. That generally, but it doesn't have
so
to be.
So, Elias, can you do a bracha on this challah?
No, it's a suffix, right? No bracha.
Isn't it like truma that we'd assume?
It's like truma, but for some reason we assume he didn't do that either. He only does real truma. So challah, just like he doesn't do Trumas
so
Meiser.
He does challah so, first?
Was the question?
No, because the Trumas Meiser has to be done first. Yeah. Usually with the grain. Challah is only when it's a dough. Trumas Meiser is when it's a grain.
Yeah. Before it even gets to the dough.
Before you get dough, you have to separate.
It's already after the fact.
I know. But
okay, but what was the first chiyuv that was overlooked? So you take a little bit of challah off. Okay, that's going to be the Meiser, Trumas Meiser. Here's going to be a little bit. That's the challah. Got to separate a certain percentage there. The challah. The omer says like this: Echad mimea, one out of the 100. Mashiyesh kan, harehu Meiser. It's Meiser. Ushar Meiser somachla. And whatever other Meiser is substituted, he's got to also separate a little more of the challah. Remember, just like he had to separate 9 apples, he's got to be separating 3 things now. He's got to separate a little bit, 1% of the challah. 4% or so for the mitzvah of challah. Another 9% is for the rest of the Meiser.
But he doesn't have to take
so
it
he says, Meiser, and now that I made Meiser, Asi Trumas Meiser, Al Asher Samozo. That one will be the Trumas Meiser and the rest of the Meiser. Vayeser Al Echad Mimea Sheshbe Frashti. And the extra beyond that one that I separated in the beginning, Zehu Challah. That's Challah. Remember, I separated one thing, a second thing, and a third thing. So the first one, that's Trumas Meiser on the bigger amount. That was the last thing I separated off. Then the other thing I separated in between, that's the challah.
Could the coin say thanks right? for the stale leftovers?
So, right? What's stale thing? Leftovers? You have to give that to the coin. Here, have a slice of rye bread. He cuts a nice slice of rye bread. That's the coins.
When you challah the proper way, isn't he getting a fresh loaf?
He's getting dough.
Dough.
So he's getting a fresh piece of challah. He just bought it from the bakery. Just went to Isaac's or whatever. I shouldn't say Isaac's. I'm going to say he's in Amoritz. Where you went to Open Window. You went to Open Window. I said he shouldn't say that. I said you go to Open Window, okay? And you found out it was kosher products, but Zichron and Amoritz Open Window is.
My neighbor's next door, bakery.
Whatever. So now you're giving the Kohen a nice bit of bread. A nice fresh challah you got from the baker. That's not bad.
It's better than Meiser.
Now, but wait a minute. But there's still Meiser Sheni, isn't there?
Yes.
Right? So Meiser Sheni Bitzvona. Meiser is going to be the north part of the challah. Or Bitzvona, the south part of the challah. And guess what? I'm going to redeem that because it's going to be hard to take a piece of challah to Yerushalayim 4 months from now. So what am I going to do? I'm going to redeem it on the money. So if 10% of that challah costs whatever, 50 cents, so I'm going to give 55 cents, put it to the side and put it in the till, and I'm going to take that to Yerushalayim, and that's how I will take care of that. All right, we're going to stop here. No class tomorrow.
How about Sunday night?
No, I'm out of town. We will resume
on
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
A week hence. Okay. A week hence.